bath and then lying about it. I'm Grace Thomas with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Sheila Tracy.
Radio for the real defenders of the red, white, and blue. Real liberal talk radio. Serious Left. 146.
AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. There is a search going on in Phoenix for a suspect accused of shooting two people in an office parking lot. The victims are in the hospital in critical condition. The suspect is described as a former contract security guard for Pitney Bowes, who was recently fired. More than 10,000 people were arrested in a roundup that covered 24 states. John Clark is director of the U.S. Marshals Service.
This operation also had a special focus on apprehending sex offenders who prey on the most innocent among us, and violent gang members who are responsible for much of the criminal activity in our communities.
President Bush is hitting the road for campaign stops leading up to Election Day. The AP's Mark Smith is live in Billings, Montana.
Ed, the president stumping today in a pair of red states where Republicans have struggled, Montana and Nevada. Here in Montana, Senator Conrad Burns has trailed his Democratic challenger John Tester, with Iraq, taxes, and Burns' ties to disgraced lobbyist Jack Abramoff the big issues. Aides say this stop is not a sign of GOP weakness, but the party's resurgence in a state some had already written off. But a new New York Times CBS News poll puts Democrats ahead nationally by 18 points with 5 days till Election Day. Ed?
The AP's Mark Smith live in Montana. The military says it may have some leads in the kidnapping of an American soldier in Iraq.
There is ongoing dialogue that is being done at different levels at this time, but it'd be inappropriate for me to state it with whom or at what level.
Major General William Caldwell says the soldier was visiting his Iraqi wife when he was handcuffed and taken away by gunmen during a visit to the woman's family. The bodies of at least three adults were found in a drainage pipe in Columbia, South Carolina. The AP's Meg Kennard is in Columbia.
They're not giving definite numbers. I'm hearing maybe from some local residents that the number could be higher than three, but all of the authorities will confirm for me now is that there are multiple victims, but they won't solidify on a number.
The former CEO of Commuter Associates was sentenced to 12 years in prison for his role in a massive accounting fraud. This is AP Radio News. Charges are expected to be filed in a steroid investigation.
The Associated Press has learned that track coach Trevor Graham is to be indicted by a grand jury looking into the Balco steroid scandal. Graham is set to be charged as early as today with making false statements to authorities. In August, Nike terminated its contract with Graham, and the U.S. Olympic Committee banned him from its training centers, the first coach ever to receive such a penalty. That same grand jury is the panel investigating baseball slugger Barry Bonds to see if he, too, took performance-enhancing drugs. I'm Brian Thomas.
Darryl Brown has a lot of dolls he'd like to sell. He's got about 1,400 Arnold Schwarzenegger action figure dolls that mock the California governor's trademark line from the Terminator movies.
I'll be back.
Only the dolls say, I won't be back. Brown was banking on Schwarzenegger losing his re-election bid. Polls show Schwarzenegger has a double-digit lead heading into Election Day. Brown says even charity groups won't take the dolls off his hands for the needy for Christmas. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
All your critical information is on your Office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle! Here's your solution. Go to My PC, the fast, easy, and secure way to access your PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com from any other computer, and your desktop instantly appears, just as if you were sitting in front of it. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access your network. All you need is internet access. GoToMyPC is so easy to set up, you don't have to be a tech whiz to figure it out. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your Office PC, you can do from, well, anywhere. Sirius subscribers can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMyPC.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code Sirius. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo Sirius. Go to My PC. Access your PC from anywhere. Try it free today.
Get a Razor cell phone delivered free to your door. Go to letstalk.com/radio and join over 700,000 customers who found the smartest way to buy their new cell phones. Get a Razor cell phone free. Don't want a Razor? At letstalk.com/radio, you can compare prices on hundreds of phones and service plans from all the major carriers. Find the coolest new phone at the coolest price. Find the best current special offers. And customers actually rate and review their phones and service plans so you know which ones to pick. Do it all in the comfort of your own home. Is your plan
plan ending, now's your chance to make a better choice. Try your new phone risk-free for 7 days with free 48-hour shipping. Letstalk.com/radio is the best way to get the absolute coolest deal possible. Right now, get a Razr with hands-free kit and 48-hour shipping all free. You can't get this pricing in stores. This is an exclusive online offer at letstalk.com/radio. New two-year service plan agreement required. One-time wireless activation and early termination fees may apply. Go to letstalk.com/radio. That's letstalk.com/radio.
Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146, presents Lynn Samuels.
There are people who even know what this is, I bet. 8 minutes. You're not going to hear all of this.
Gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
I really can't. I'm sorry. I mean, I know that if you could sit down and listen the whole 8 minutes, it's probably all right. But this is not like a song to open a show with. It's too, I don't know. It's Black Sabbath. It's too fraught. That's what it is. Vaccine delay forces cancellation of flu shots. Google alert, Palo Alto. You know, the whole time I was on vacation, you know, once you sign up for a Google Alert, until you cancel it, you're going to get them forever. Canceling flu shots all across America. All across the United States of America. Everywhere. I should have made a list, but I didn't. But today is Palo Alto. And this is just like, frankly, this is just like everything else that's happened in the last 6 years in this country. Things that were never a problem. Did we ever have a problem voting? I mean, there was the first hint. That election in the year 2000 should have been everybody's first hint. You know, but how would you know that you know, that what appeared to be kind of a one-off thing was going to turn into the theme of the next 8 years? Incompetence and chaos. And it started with how he got into office the first time that I know we're supposed to forget about it because it was so long ago it hardly even counts. But the simplest things don't function anymore. Nothing works, nothing functions, nothing the way it is the way it used to be, and it isn't that anything's improved. 2004, that's when you couldn't get flu shots anymore. You know, when something that was the simplest thing in the world, people who choose to have a doctor, not me, would go to their doctor and say, I need a flu shot. You know, otherwise you go to the drugstore, go to the supermarket, want to get a flu shot. No, 2004, 2005, 2006, 1 year they don't have the flu vaccine. The next year they have it, but they can't distribute it. Then they say, oh, don't worry, 2006, we have this all under control. And it's the same goddamn thing. Incompetence. Chaos and incompetence. Do you know who said Bush was insane yesterday? Andrew Sullivan. Right-wing nut Andrew Sullivan. He's that gay Catholic right-wing maniac. Oh, he loved the war. How could anybody? He goes on TV yesterday. It's too long to play. It's like 8 minutes and he's there with Christopher Hitchens. There's another one. Apparently, somebody told me that what's his name? Hardball. Chris Matthews had to apologize because he had Christopher Hitchens on. I guess when you're a drunk, you have nothing to do. Oh, allegedly. I guess when you're allegedly a drunk, you probably have nothing to do but go on cable TV. Because this guy, I don't know, he must have been on 50 shows. He's on shows all the time, Christopher Hitchens. You know, and you know, we're all so stupid. We think he talks that way because he's British, not because he's drunk, allegedly. So he has turned on Bush. He was another one loved, but he hated Clinton. Loved Bush. Now he can't stand Bush. And Andrew Sullivan, who at least has a brain, you know, that isn't totally allegedly pickled. So what Christopher Hitchens did, I heard this like third hand. He apparently said shit or something. And I guess nobody expects people to say that on cable TV. So nobody's paying any attention. Maybe they have a delay, but nobody's paying any attention. But they're going to pay attention now when Christopher Hitchens is on. So I heard third hand. Maybe somebody saw it, that Chris Matthews actually had to apologize. Well, we gave him one too many shots in the green room, Chris. But Andrew Sullivan thinks Bush is going totally insane. He does. Andrew Sullivan. You know, these right-wing people that are still supporting Bush, they're insane. Because you see, every single day, more and more people, people that were in the administration, saying, oh my God, what a mess, this is a disaster. That guy, I can't even remember their names, the guy that was the top aide to Colin Powell is running around, oh my God, what a bunch of assholes these people, all of them. Richard Perl, one of the neocon architects of this whole policy, says, this administration is just totally dysfunctional. And yet you're left with these remnants. These Rush Limbaughs, these Sean Hannitys, these remnants of people that seem to have no brain left, that have no capacity to see reality has changed. So perhaps my opinion might change. No, I mean, I am back to thinking, what would Bush have to do to get Hannity or Limbaugh to say enough is enough? What would he have to do? Have sex with a small child on the lawn of the White House? It is just so unthinking. It is so... I don't even know what the words are for somebody who... It's like your mother. You know, a mother will always, like, stick up for her kid. You know, there's always the most horrible murderer that ever lived. And the mother says, I don't know, he's a good boy, he got me groceries. And you can always understand that it's somebody's mother. You know, you can always understand a mother trying to... That's how these people are sticking up for Bush. The Hannitys and the Limbaughs. How can you keep defending him? And then who was it? John Boehner yesterday, I think he says, well, you can't blame Rumsfeld for what's going on in Iraq. It's the general's fault. They're the ones that are there. Talk about blaming the military. I mean, people in the military who are no longer, people who are retired, have come out and said, oh my God, what a disaster. People, regular soldiers say, what a disaster. The guy that was the one of the top aides to Colin Powell. All these people keep coming out and saying, oh my God, merciful heaven, what is wrong with Bush? To the point where you get Andrew Sullivan saying, this guy is like insane. He is in such a state of denial. I mean, and here you have a president who is like his supporters. He can't say, gee, the facts seem to have changed. Maybe I should change what I'm thinking. It is like beyond them. No, it's what, well, Hillary Clinton liked the war 3 years ago. She loved it. Well, it's not exactly the same as it was 3 years ago. I don't understand it. It is very scary to have this kind of people running the country. Andrew Sullivan says, it's up on Crooks and Lawyers, but it's like 8 or 9 minutes long. You know, and... the idea of what he said is actually more exciting than, it's more interesting to have me tell you what he said than it would be actually to listen to him. Andrew Sullivan goes, this is not an election. It's an intervention. And it really is. This country, I'm telling you, we are so finished. If we let them fix all these voting machines. We are just, it's so, guess who left? Now here, I noticed that talk radio, I had to turn everybody off today. Every show I put on, I said, what am I learning from this? And I said, nothing. Well, are they at least entertaining me? No. So I don't know how many people I was listening to today for like, you know, 30 minutes. Because they weren't teaching me anything because, you know, what the right wingers are talking about. They're still talking about John Kerry. they're still talking. He apologized. Now you have people saying, well, he didn't really mean the apology. Some assistant to Tony Snow. She said, you know how when a teenager, you say to him, you can't go to the prom unless you apologize, and then he apologizes, but he doesn't mean he just wants to go to the prom? What exactly would they like John Kerry to do? Slit his throat on national television? What? He apologized. I was so pissed off at him. But he did that. He did do really that half-assed kind of apology. That I hate these kind. I'm sorry if what I said offended anybody. That really isn't an apology. It's like, if you're so stupid, you don't understand what I was saying. Fuck you, I'm sorry you're an idiot. But nothing he does will satisfy them. But he has nothing to do with the election. So the minute I would hear somebody say John Kerry, because the Associated Press came out with this new story that they were given by an anonymous source that in 1972, I think it was, he said, if we have an all-volunteer army, it will be made up of the poor, the black, and the brown. Well, yes. Is that not true? It's absolutely true. So he was very prescient. He didn't say the poor, black, brown, and stupid. Because obviously, if you have no resources and you don't have the money to go to college, then you join the military and you either learn something, you know, that you can go out and get a job after, or they pay for your schooling. So what the hell is wrong that he said that? At least when he was supposed to be in the military, he actually was there, unlike Bush. So they're still talking about John Kerry. So I said, I've had it with John Kerry. I mean, you people, you know, if you wanted a call yesterday and you had something brilliant to say, the phones are working now. So I guess just, you know, because of our technological mishap yesterday, I will have to let you people talk about it, but there's no reason for a talk show host to be talking about it. What is the story nobody is going to talk about? That would be right on LynnSamuels.com, maybe. Since I'm noticing now that everyday stories disappear, but not all of them. Now, sort of, I put things up, take things down, one will be there, one won't be, it's amazing. Now the whole thing is just random. And somebody said it's because you need a new computer, your computer is so old, but it was happening on my new laptop in the hotel. So it's obviously my, you know, where my website is. All right, how about this? How about this for a story? From the San Francisco Chronicle. Bechtel. Remember Bechtel? There's Bechtel and Halliburton, all those companies that have all the friends of the administration working on them, that got all the gigantic, huge, overpaid contracts to rebuild Iraq. Guess what? Bechtel has had it. We can't give Bechtel enough money anymore for them to stay in Iraq. Bechtel Corporation said in the last 3 years, 52 of the people that work for Bechtel have been killed already. And they're finished. They're leaving. Bechtel is getting out of Iraq. The billions of dollars the government is giving them is not good enough. They've had it. They're finished. So we now have a war that is being continued by the President of the United States of America. And you notice who's bailing out of his fucking war? The war profiteers. the profiteering people, the companies making money off this war, they've had it. Now, what does that say about an administration? When the war profiteers have had enough, they got their $2.3 billion. And they're just taking their $2.3 billion of our money and they're leaving. But our soldiers get to stay. Just think about that while you listen to these important words. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
Real liberal talk radio. This is Sirius Left, 146. America, the way it ought to be. Sirius Left, 146.
Start your day inside the Beltway with Bill Press. Mornings at 6 East, 3 West. Then it's Alex Bennett, Tom Hartman, Lynn Samuels, Ed Schultz, and Stephanie Miller.
Real liberal talk radio. Sirius Left, 146.
What was the last really great dream you had? Flying over mountaintops or floating through space? Our dreams can take us away. But are you one of the millions of people who toss and turn at night or wake up feeling tired? Your dream is simply a better night's sleep. There is a way to get more of the deep sleep you need with the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort. The Sleep Number Bed features dual air chamber technology, so you can adjust the mattress on each side to as firm or as soft as each of you need. Even if you sleep alone, this personalized comfort creates a sleep experience designed just for you. And it's easy to learn more. Call 1-800-656-3700 and ask for a free DVD and brochure. Plus, you can locate one of more than 400 Select Comfort stores nationwide. Stop tossing and turning and make your dream of a better night's sleep come true. Call Select Comfort today. 1-800-656-3700. 1-800-656-3700.
Ejection, as in,
you're out!
And don't let the door hit you on the way out. With a GOP poised to be sent home packing, Sirius Left presents Ejection 2006. Live election night coverage featuring Alex Bennett and the rest of the gang from your liberal talk station. Lynn Samuels, Bill Press, Tom Hartman, Stephanie Miller, and more. Plus, lots of suspense, thrills, excitement, and Ejection. 9 p.m. East, 6 West, election night on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Tom Hartman, right after Alex Bennett and just before Lynn Samuels on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Well, I'm really talking about whether it's time to change bags. Sure, Garrett was very interested. But what does it say about a war where the company's profiteering? I just can't get over this whole concept. It's like, no. Garrett is saying, well, wouldn't they want to stay and just keep taking the money? I'm saying that's like exactly the point. Can you imagine what a disaster it is when a company that's already made $2.3 billion goes, that's enough money already. It just isn't worth it. And, of course, you know the thing now. We spent all the money for the reconstruction of Iraq. And they're blaming everybody. I mean, they say because security is so bad and that they'll build something or fix something and then 5 minutes later somebody comes and blows it up. And the whole thing is a disaster. They have less electricity than they had. They have gas shortages. A country that their only asset is oil. They can't get gasoline. You know, and we've done this to them. So the war profiteers are leaving, but we're not staying the course. That was the other thing. What was that? How stupid do they think we are? That whole thing that was going on last week while I was away, where they said they're not going to say stay the course anymore. All right, now I could understand if they said, we're not going to say that anymore, right? But then they said, and anyway, we never said it. We never said it. And they think they've already managed to, like, dismantle the internet, which I'm sure they're working on. Because the internet is, like, a very bad thing for people in this administration. Because Air America, what did Randy put together? Randy's staff put together a thing where they had either Bush or other people in his administration saying, stay the course, 29 times. They said, and they're going, not only aren't we saying it anymore, we never said it in the first place. And then you hear Bush going, we're going to stay the course, we're going to stay the course, we're going to stay the course, and Tony Snow, we're going to stay. How do you lie about something that's so easily disproven, you know, until you take away the internet, and then nobody will find out the information? And then they can tell us anything. Oh, God, what a disaster. Where is my thing here? Why do I have so many screens? Tim in Virginia.
Hey, Lynn, I love your dialect.
Dialect? I have a dialect? I didn't know that.
Oh, you sure do.
Oh, please, I'm kidding.
Look, you know, I was around when H.W. Bush ran, and I'm sick of the Bush dysfunctional divisiveness. Just sick of it. He had that brain-dead cracker, Lee Atwater. Why does he need a Karl Rove?
Well, because Lee Atwater is not only brain-dead, he had a brain tumor, and he's actually dead.
Yeah, well, he was a cracker.
Well, now, I'll tell you, you know, on his deathbed.
Yeah. Right.
Are you aware of this? On his deathbed, Lee Atwater was sorry for everything he did.
Well, he had a whole lot to be sorry about, the mean little prick.
Okay.
Where is Randy now?
Exactly where she's always been.
Where can I hear her?
Where are you? You're in Virginia? I have no idea.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I don't know.
Okay.
And anyway, you want to keep your Sirius on?
It's on all the time.
Okay. Well, then you don't need Randy. Maybe at 3 o'clock you might, but not here. Sarah, New Jersey.
Hello?
Hi, you're on, babe.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Well, I want to talk about this so-called apology that they keep asking Carrie to give. I want them to give an apology to all of us for, well, actually, not even the Republicans. I want all of the people who voted for these men to call out an apology. I want them to apologize to Cindy Sheehan, who's been asking for some kind of, you know, anything from this administration.
Yeah, well, they're never going to do it.
Exactly, and they're such hypocrites. It's really ridiculous.
I know!
And he should have just called out how stupid everybody is to vote for this administration.
Well, you can, you know, you're always hoping you're going to change people who voted for Bush to voting for Democrats, so you don't just want to be insulting the regular person.
I agree. And, I mean, unfortunately, my family consists of those people that voted for him, and they regret it, but, again, they'll never apologize. You know?
No, but they at least regret it. There are people in my family that voted for Bush that now regret it.
Exactly.
But it's only the only two people left who don't regret it are Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh.
You got it. And the comment about what the president might do on the front of that White House lawn, you had me cracking up.
Well, what would he have to do? You know, you could just spend days thinking about what would he have to do to have somebody like Rush Limbaugh say, that's it, I've had it. He's
exactly.
No good.
Exactly. I have no idea. And the first argument I had about the Kerry comment was about, you know, he made a mistake, whatever. And then someone came back and says, well, you make fun of Bush all the time when he makes stupid comments. And I said, every time he makes a stupid comment, more troops die. So that's the basic
line. Yeah, and so we make fun of him. But John Kerry is not in charge of anything.
Exactly.
He's one out of 100 senators, you know.
Exactly. Well, that's all I got to say.
Okay. Oh, thank you. You're from New Jersey. You've heard my accent.
I know, but it's great to hear it on air.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I don't know. There's Fran Drescher. There's, if you stop and think about it, there's Rosie O'Donnell. Rosie has that New York, Queens, Long Island thing going. Paul! Oh, I don't know. I don't know what that is. Paul is just hanging out. I have no idea. Uh-oh, they're disappearing again, Garrett, I think. Oh, they're just disappearing. I don't know what's going on. Things are appearing and disappearing before my very eyes. So there's still, they want to get one more day out of this John Kerry thing. Now, I also, you know what I'd be curious about? Most people, I don't think, follow the news very closely. That's kind of my, perception. Because you see, you know when you can really see how people don't follow the news? When you live in a place like New York that has four different seasons, I know many of you people who live in paradise in places like Arizona or Miami, you pretty much, Arizona, they hardly even give weather reports. You know, at least not around Phoenix. It's sort of like, oh yeah, today's in the 80s and sunny, and tomorrow's in the 80s and sunny, and like, you know, the weekend, same thing. You know, they barely give a weather report because there's nothing to talk about at all. So, in New York, however, we have seasons. And particularly in months like April and October and, you know, the beginning of November now, we have drastic changes in the weather from one day to the next. And the way I can tell that most people don't pay any attention to the news is when you see people dressed totally inappropriately, right? You see people, like on the subway today, they're in a sundress and flip-flops. And you say, now there's a person who doesn't follow the news at all. Not even the weather. Not even the weather. So I wonder how many Americans even really are clued into this whole John Kerry thing. You know, we're the news junkies, we're the political junkies, we're into all of this. I wonder if you just tap people on the shoulder and said, what did John Kerry say the other day? Or what's up with John Kerry? I mean, in this city, they'd all go, no habla inglés. In L.A., they'd say that. Half the country, they go, no habla inglés. So there you go. But I don't think people are aware of this. I don't think this is going to have any effect on the election. You know, let's remember that the highest rated cable show is Bill O'Reilly, and he peaks out at maybe 2.5 million viewers, and we have 300 million people. So that isn't that many. But of course, then the question is, who's going to go vote? How many people are going to vote? Oh my God, Rocco, what is going on in Buffalo?
Another snowstorm, Lynn.
When?
Right now? I'm driving right through it.
Oh my God, is it lake effect snow, or is it going to be like another horrid 2 feet?
It's hard to tell, but it's got the same consistency.
Jesus.
My wipers can't keep up with it.
It's way too early. It was way too early.
This is about the only thing that's going to keep people from voting will be bad weather.
Well, not all over the country, you know. They're maybe in Buffalo, but New York is a waste. New York, it's a waste. Hillary is going to win. Spitzer is going to win. Cuomo is going to win. I'm actually thinking, why do I even have to bother voting? And I always vote, but I don't really see the point in voting in New York State.
You better go vote. We'll hunt you down if you don't.
All right. Thank you. If I could think, I would think Jeanine Pirro could win instead of, I mean, New York State is literally just, what a waste of time. Maybe local races in New York. But the statewide races in New York State, you know, what? It's hardly worth the effort. But, of course, where I live, there's so much no habla inglés that, you know, there's never a line either. Warren in Oklahoma City.
Hi, Lynn.
What's up?
I was just thinking about Richard Pearl, and I heard him in some interview recently, and he was talking about how messed up things are over in Iraq. And, you know, the interviewer didn't point out that he had to quit his job with the government, and and then after he quit his job, he was one of the biggest war profiteers, went over and bought an apartment in Paris, and he was just living large, and then now he's all of a sudden got this crisis of conscience. It's kind of like the Bechtel thing. You know, it's funny the timing of these people's crisis of conscience after all the damage is done.
Well, Richard Pearl was one of many people. So even if Richard Pearl, before the war, had said, you know something, maybe this isn't a good idea, they wouldn't have paid any attention to him anyway. But I always loved the idea that he likes to live in France. Because remember when we weren't supposed to even be eating French fries? When they all hated French fries, and this schmuck is living, you know, he's like a regular, what's that guy, you know, who writes all those books about living in France? You know, he's like living in France.
Right.
So they're
right.
All hypocrites. Everything they say is hypocritical.
Absolutely. Hey, I love your show.
Thank you. Bye. Who is that guy? I can't even think of the names of it. That living in Provence, whatever. I've never read any of these books. I don't even know what they are. You know, except that Richard Pearl is one of them with this Provence and everything. Oh, I better take a break. I'm totally forgetting there are actual breaks, and we actually have actual real commercials now. This isn't like, let's skip the break. This is like, we have real sponsors. Oh, my God in heaven. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left 146.
Your escape from conservative lies and deception. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
I have an invention, but I don't know what to do next.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, grab a pen and get ready to write down a toll-free number. InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information for you.
I really like thinking about inventions, but then what?
Find out how you can obtain free information for recording your invention's date of origination, plus material of interest to new inventors.
I've done enough thinking. Now, I'm going to call.
Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-667-1377. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this inventor's information. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-667-1377. That's 1-800-667-1377.
Looking for someone to buy your timeshare?
Timeshares Only told us what our timeshare was worth right over the phone, and then sold it for more than we expected.
Call now to find out what your timeshare is worth, and we'll send you a free information kit, including 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares.
Buyers keep calling by the thousands, and we need timeshares to keep up with their demands.
Call 1-800-391-3274 to find out what your timeshare is worth and get your free information kit. Dial 1-800-391-3274. 1-800-391-3274.
We were nervous.
We wanted to sell our home.
But is this the right time?
What's it worth?
Who's going to help us?
At GoldwebAnchor.com, you'll get all the help you need. You can estimate your home's worth, see profiles of agents who know your neighborhood, your market, and know how to help you get the best price.
Setting a price is one thing.
Getting it's another. Every day across the country, people find out everything they need to know about real estate at the same address. ColdwellBanker.com. Coldwell Banker, your perfect partner. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Ed Schultz, right after Lynn Samuels, 3 p.m. East, noon out West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Oh, God. You know, these people are insane. Maybe what's happened is the insane people in the government have driven everybody living in this country insane. Tony Snow apparently came on TV this morning and said, we never brought up John Kerry. We never mentioned him. So the news media did it. So you want to stop it, stop it. We never said anything. Of course, Bush mentioned it himself. You know, and Tony Snow said, well, he may have mentioned it. These people lie about something that happened 2 days ago now. No, they never brought it up. They never brought it up. And somebody named Wiener, not Michael Savage Wiener, who was some spokesman for the Bush administration, except that I never heard of this guy. I don't know who this guy is. Democratic strategist Robert Wiener. He was the public affairs director for the White House Office of National Drug Control. Oh, under Clinton. Oh, I see. You know, raw story. You should be clear. Anyway, this guy, if it was actually a Republican saying this, it would be different. But he thinks the price of gas is going to go up after the election. Who doesn't? Who doesn't think the price of gas is going to go up after the election? We all know the price of gas is going to go up after the election. Does it take a genius to figure that out? Ronnie in New Jersey.
Lynn.
Yes.
It's Romy, R-O-M-Y, like Romy and Michelle.
But yeah. Anyway. Oh, Romy, I'm sorry. That is what it says.
That's okay. I just wanted to ask you if you had seen Keith Olbermann's speech last night. It was bone-chilling.
I never watched Keith Olbermann because Savage is on. But Savage wasn't on last night, and I just had been telling Garrett, I turned Keith Olbermann on, and I'm always at the computer, and I don't, certainly cable shows, you know, you don't sit in a chair and pay any attention.
Right.
I sat in my chair, staring at my television, riveted through that whole, what was it, about 10 minutes, Keith Olbermann, last night.
I only caught the end of it, but
I couldn't move. I was absolutely just riveted to him, and it was brilliant.
I just hope he doesn't get fired or shot.
Well, don't even think of shot.
I don't think they got, you know what
the danger is now. You know, his ratings are going up. He had terrible ratings for a long time. Nobody watched him, but they're going up now.
Right, and he's on the radar screen now. But I wanted to tell you about Sean and Rush. They'll lose their job if they don't go along with this bullshit.
That's not true.
You don't think so?
No, Rush in particular.
I thought that was their job. To just, you know.
Well, they're not employed by the administration. Romy, the truth about radio is, their job is to make money for all the stations they're on.
Right,
that's their real job. And if they made more money by saying Bush is a shithead, then nobody would care. Nobody cares what you say.
If the tide turns, they will flip-flop also, right?
No, I don't think they will.
You know? Okay.
I think they're sincere. That's what's really so scary.
Scary, huh? Yeah, exactly.
That's scary. But that speech of Olbermann's last night.
It was wonderful.
It was fabulous. Thank you for bringing
it up. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. Okay, hi, Mom, who names her daughter Romy. Oh, I should have asked her what she thought of when that movie. That wasn't a bad movie. Romy and Michelle's whatever. I forgot who was in it, but Jay in Atlanta.
Hey, the whole thing with the Carrie thing, like you said, it's just, I can't believe we even have to talk about this.
Well, it's distraction and distortion. That's what are the Republicans going to run on their record?
But what's so pitiful to me, we expect this from the Republican side, but what's so pitiful is that the Democrats don't come out swinging and say what Olbermann said and what Jon Stewart said. Bush is the one that did a running gag about the failure to find weapons of mass destruction. Bush is the one who we could stand there for literally 24/7 if we did a complete recap of every time he put his foot in his mouth and sounded like a schmuck beyond belief and embarrassed us all. Sometimes it was insulting to troops. And on and on and on. And where's the PR from the Democrats to use this to our advantage?
Well, we try to be more high-minded than they are.
Well, you could still
try to deal with issues.
Well, you know, the issue is making everyone aware of the fact that Bush did that running gag.
Well, I'll tell you, the running gag is something you kind of have to see. What about that quote? Do we still have that? We found it one day. Where he said, Osama bin Laden, I don't even think about him anymore.
Yeah,
what about that? Do we have that?
You know, we should juxtapose that with Clinton saying, that, you know, what's the definition of his? Because with Clinton, you could say, they'll make fun of him, but you could say, yeah, but the guy was backed into a corner. But you're going to say crap when you're backed into a corner. What's Bush's excuse for saying that?
Who knows? Here it is.
So I don't know where he is. Nor, you know, I just don't spend that much time on
him. Yeah, I mean, everything he says, what about, I'll tell you the worst thing Bush said, and I don't even think there's a soundbite of this.
Are there blacks here too?
No. A couple of weeks ago, when he said, oh, in history, when we look back on this war in Iraq, everything's that's going on now, it'll be a comma. He literally said that the dead soldiers would just be a comma in history.
John Stewart said the best take on that. He said maybe the book Bush was referring to had the title, Iraq. What a big fucking mistake, comma, huh?
But I mean, what an insult to the troops that was.
You know, Peggy Noonan is already out against Bush. She wrote a Wall Street Journal piece last week saying, I hope the Republicans lose and Bush is terrible. And Mark Greenwald pointed out, Peggy, don't act like suddenly you're omniscient and you're apologizing.
Peggy said that?
Peggy Noonan, Wall Street Journal last week.
Well, you know, I'll tell you something about Peggy. Peggy is, you know, pretty much a go-along right-winger, but Peggy Noonan is no moron.
Oh, she's a moron.
No, she is not a moron.
Well, Glenwald pointed out she had a piece a couple of years ago saying, Bush is not an intellectual. He's the kind of guy who would run into a fire to save people and not stand there and analyze the situation.
Well, no. Well, I'll tell you something. He wouldn't stand and analyze the situation. He'd run away. Like, he ran away from the Air National Guard.
Yeah, so why does Peggy write crap like that?
Well, I don't know. Let me tell you something. My problem with Peggy is that she is one of the best writers in the world. She used to write a column, which I'm sure you never saw, for, like, Good Housekeeping or something. And there's actually a book of all those columns, you know, just about, you know, her kid and all that kind, you know, women's stuff. She is such a fabulous writer.
Well,
nobody stupid can write the way Peggy Noonan writes.
You have a point. I don't know what to call it. I guess, like Randy would say, it's a lack of character.
But I don't know what it is, but she's not stupid.
Since you brought it up, let's not forget the piece she wrote about Bush and Laura, the interview from, I guess, a year after 9/11, where they told her that they were had a good chuckle at the end of the evening on 9/11. Remember that?
Yes.
You know.
Well, all right, but she's coming around. If Peggy Noonan's coming, I'm gonna have to look that up.
Hey, I want to just remind you in the audience about a Yahoo group called Undo Bush, and it's a great story there about getting him out of office. And I just told Garrett to pull up the thing and print it for you because you're a character in the story among with 3 dozen others.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm a character wherever I am. So, okay, thanks, hon. I'm gonna try to look up Peggy's column. In fact, while you're listening to these words, I'm going to see if I can find a column where Peggy Noonan is turning on Bush. Gee whiz. Peggy, come into the light, Peggy! Your Pope is dead. You can't write about the good Pope anymore. Join us in the light, Peggy Noonan. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left 146.
This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
I only came out about 3 weeks ago, and I'm in my 50s.
I would not do it unless you're financially free and I'm mentally willing to walk away from your family.
30 years I've been out now, and I've never had a bad reaction of telling someone that I was gay.
What does it mean to come out? The conflict, the struggle, the victory. Former New Jersey Governor Jim McGreevy joins Larry Flick and regular folks like you for an OutQ in the Morning Town Hall meeting Friday, November 3rd, 10 a.m. East, 7 West, on Sirius OutQ 106.
If you are successful at what you do, whether you're a doctor, a lawyer, a business owner, or you have a great career, you understand the concept of protecting yourself. Well, are you protecting yourself, your family, and your assets with quality term life insurance? Consider these possible rates. A man age 45, non-tobacco user, could obtain $1 million of coverage for as little as $75 a month. And this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policy of $500,000 and above. A man aged 50, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $115 a month. And this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. We have great rates for smokers, too. Call the Term Lifeline now. 800-901-1831.
800-901-1831. That's 800-901-1831.
Tom Hartman.
If you have $550 billion and you divide that by a million, it's 550,000. So if you say that you're going to create 1 million jobs with a $550 billion tax cut, you're saying that you're going to give tax cuts to the tune of $550,000 per job. Now, do you think anybody could get elected on a platform as insane as that?
Tom Hartman, noon East, 9 a.m. West on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. Bill Press, right before Alex Bennett, mornings at 6 East, 3 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Okay, now I only had time to kind of zoom through this Peggy Noonan piece, but it's actually still, if you go to Drudge Report and just click on Peggy Noonan, it's still up, which is good, because I can't find where you would find her archives. She does... Actually, she's not totally turning on Bush, but sort of. But she's more writing about how Republicans are turning on him. She's not so much saying she agrees with it as she's saying it's happening. And these are loyal Republicans who just see him as a mess. Nobody with a brain can see Bush as anything less than a mess. I'll try to post it on my site when I get a chance. Smiley in West Palm Beach. I'd be smiling if I was in West Palm Beach.
Oh, it's raining real hard.
Yeah, I know. You're having terrible weather today.
We're partying, me and my neighbor, and enjoying your show.
MIA is closed.
I'm glad you had a good time in Arizona, Lynn.
Oh, my fabulous.
I missed your comeback show on Monday. I wish they'd replay it on Stars or something. Other than that, I just want to make a quick comment about the Kerry. I think he's an idiot. And, like, him pointing one finger at Bush, he got two back right in his face.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, you know, I think it was plain that he was not insulting the troops. He was a troop.
He was pointing his finger at Bush. You know, but he's an idiot. He voted to authorize Iraq. He was one of the 23, you know.
But I don't hold that against people. Bush was lying.
Why not? His voting
because Bush lied to the Congress. That's why.
I think Kerry's voting record's awful.
I don't think it's awful at all.
He abstained from voting on Medicare because he was busy on the campaign. He voted for the Patriot Act. He voted to authorize Iraq.
Well, you know something? You want to save it all for the next time he runs?
Who cares? Not all the senators voted that way, and I don't think he deserves
it. Why is John Kerry a topic of conversation?
I think it's good that we all realize what an idiot he is.
Why?
I don't want to see his face on TV.
Bye. He's not running. When he runs again for his own seat, whenever the hell that is, then we can talk about John Kerry and whether he should be reelected. I'll tell you something, though. I am one of those people who is beginning to believe that he isn't all that bright. He probably isn't. I mean, I was all for him 2 years ago. I was all for him, but that's because he wasn't Bush. So, I don't know. He probably wouldn't have been a very good president, but he would have been better than Bush. I would be better than Bush. Oh, my God. Oh, look at this. A male prostitute alleges that he had a 3-year relationship with a prominent right-wing evangelical leader, Ted Haggard. These people are like all way too repressed. You notice that? Who is the one who said we should kill Kerry? Bush laments the tone in Washington. Oh my God. Why is Bush on TV every minute? Would somebody explain? Here's somebody I don't want to see anymore. Bush! What the fuck is with this? Is he running? No. Are there a huge number of Republicans that don't want to be seen anywhere near him? Yes. He is going, I'm surprised he's not out with Schlesinger in Connecticut. That's the level of candidate that wants Bush to come campaign for them. That guy Alex interviewed, that poor, pathetic Republican running for the Senate in Connecticut. I have to look up his rating. The guy was like at 6%. You'd think he'd ask Bush. Bush is on every TV show. He went on the radio with Rush. Who does he think? I mean, I guess if he can get people not to vote, that's a good thing. Who wants to see this moron every day? You're going to hear me in a couple of minutes for the second hour.
Defending truth, justice, and the real American way. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius XM 146.
AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. A suspect is in custody in Phoenix. Two men were shot in the parking lot in an office building. They're in the hospital in critical condition. Police would not identify the suspect, but said earlier they were looking for a fired security guard. More than 10,000 fugitives, many of them sex offenders, are now in custody.
This operation has broken all U.S. Marshals records for the number of fugitive sex offenders and gang members arrested in 1 week.
Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez announced the arrests in 24 states. Among those arrested, Alan Marksberry, an unregistered sex offender in Tennessee. He was arrested while babysitting several young children. President Bush's campaign tour has started.
You vote for Conrad Burns for the United States Senate.
First stop, Montana.
There's a lot of big issues facing the voters around the country. The two biggest issues are these. Which party is going to keep your taxes low and keep this economy growing? And which party is going to take the necessary steps to protect you in this war on terror?
The president will travel later today to Nevada. The ranking Democrat of the Senate Armed Services Committee, Michigan's Carl Levin, is hoping for change on Election Day, especially after hearing the president say he's pleased with progress in Iraq.
That statement is utterly astounding. And the president is totally out of touch with Iraqi reality.
A sheriff in Roanoke, Virginia, and 12 former and current uniformed employees are facing drug racketeering charges. John McKenna is with the Drug Enforcement Administration.
According to the indictment, they were, seized and taken money, money and drugs that were seized by the Henry County Sheriff's Office, and then selling them back on the street.
Sheriff Frank Castle is in custody and is due in court later today. Tom Cruise is going to run a movie studio. He's going to hear this.
Jerry, show me the money! Jerry, you better yell! Show me the money!
Cruise and producer partner Paula Wagner have been tapped to run United Artists Studios. The Dow is down 22 points. This is AP Radio News. The inventor of the World Wide Web is worried the Internet could be misused as it grows.
The web has transformed the way many people work, play, and do business. But in an interview with the BBC, inventor Tim Berners-Lee says he's worried about the way the Internet could be used in the future.
Maybe we'll get the equivalent of something like spam, which we really hate, or we'll find that some very undemocratic things start happening and misinformation suddenly seems to be taking over the web.
Berners-Lee wants to gather scientists from various disciplines to study the web and the way it affects society. Charles Deledesma, London.
Dean Karnazes is getting close to running 50 marathons in 50 days. He finished a 26-mile run in Baltimore yesterday. Maryland is state number 46. The man from San Francisco will run in Delaware today, Philadelphia tomorrow, and New Jersey Saturday. His final quest is to run in the New York City Marathon Sunday. Karnazes says he wants to inspire the country to be more healthy. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
All senior citizens should have Life Alert.
Now elderly people can avoid or delay going to a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call 1-800-803-6830. 800-803-6830.
Would you like to cut your mortgage payment by over 50%? Then pay close attention to this message, because you could cut your payment in half with the new Secure Advantage loan exclusively from Quicken Loans. Only the new Secure Advantage loan gives you the advantage of choosing an incredibly low mortgage payment month after month with the security of knowing your low rate is fixed for years. But these low rates may not last, so call now to get your fixed rate fast. You could put thousands of dollars back in your pocket. Isn't that worth a few minutes on the phone? Call 800-931-5199 now. And in just minutes, you'll see how Secure Advantage could cut your mortgage payment in half. If a 50% lower payment and the security of a low fixed rate sound good to you, call Quicken Loans at 800-931-5199 and ask about the exclusive Secure Advantage loan. Call 800-931-5199 now. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call Quicken Loans at 800-931-5199.
A 20-year-old student from Texas, Ryan P., made a staggering $267,000 in the first year just by giving away free satellite TV system certificates. You can start getting paid $75 each just for passing out certificates. Call now to order your 1,000 free satellite system gift certificates. You could make as much as $75,000 in your first couple of months. Get in on the simplest way to make money. Call 1-866-373-6800. That's 1-866-373-6891.
Excoriating the right and anything else she doesn't like. Lynn Samuels on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
I like where we are when we drive in your car. I like where we are here. Cause our lips can touch and our cheeks can brush. Our lips can touch here. Where you are, the more you worry. Right underneath me, we press the button. I miss you, crossing time and
we video kill the radio star.
I like where you sleep, when you sleep next to me. I like where you sleep here. Our lips touch and our cheeks can brush.
Suck some bits.
Our lips can touch.
Called Hello Goodbye, and they were just here earlier, and I never heard them. They're okay. That's nice. It's listenable. Okay. Oh, God. Well, just, I've just found so much information in the break. There are people who have a whole day to prepare their show who don't find as much information as I just found, in addition to going to pee. Sam Cedar of Air America was supposed to be on Paula Zahn last night, I guess debating Ann Coulter, and Ms. Coulter refused to appear with him. So they canceled him. Because she can't debate anybody. Is she going to debate anybody in prison? Did you see that story? I put that up last night. I beat everybody. You know, there was this whole thing that started in March, actually, they said, where when she moved to Florida, Ann Coulter, when she registered to vote, she didn't give her address. She gave, like, a real estate agent's address. And then she went to vote, and she was in the wrong place. And when they tried to say, but you know, like, yeah, this address is here, she just ran away. So the election commissioner in Palm Beach has been investigating this. Because you're not allowed to do that. But, of course, you see, he's a Democrat. So he's just out to get her. Nothing to do with her giving a fake address. Not fake, a false address. He's a Democrat. So she won't talk to the election commissioner. Her lawyer won't, you know, because she's Ann Coulter. If you try to make her follow the rules, you're obviously a Democrat who's out to get her. Right? There you go. Well, the election commissioner is, he's kind of fed up, so the whole thing may be going to a prosecutor, who's probably a Democrat who's only out to get her. Because they never do anything wrong, these people on the right. They never do anything wrong. Anybody who says they did anything wrong, you're only out to get them. So, if it gets turned over to a prosecutor, she could get 3 years in prison.
Yeah, right.
She'd be the one with the, what are all those movies? Those movies from the 50s, you know, with the lesbians and the whips and the, you know, and the prison lesbo movies. She would take over the prison in like 1 second. She'd be like the big prison lesbo. Are they going to let her wear her phony cross? Remember, she only started to wear, when she wrote Godless, when she was promoting Godless starting in June, that's when she started wearing a cross. Ann Coulter, you never saw her wearing a cross hanging between her fake titties prior to the book Godless. But what an attitude! All she has to do is say, oh, I didn't know, just lie, you stupid bitch! You say she didn't want people to know her address, you know, which I can understand that. So say, oh, I didn't know I couldn't do that. Say that, but who are you? You're not going to talk to them. Somebody's trying to investigate this since March. It's already November. And when the AP picked up this story yesterday, they tried to call her and her publicist at her publishing company. Nobody will talk to anybody. She's Ann Coulter, and you must all be Democrats. Fuck you. You know, it's like Rush. You know, God, don't make fun of him for being a fat drug addict or going deaf. You know, and if you think it's disgusting of him to sit there mimicking Michael J. Fox, you know, you must be a Democrat. Don't say anything bad about it. He can do whatever he wants. They own the world. Who are we? So Think Progress put up two lovely videos juxtaposed. One, well, not next to the other, one right above the other. The first one is, you see, I totally missed that Bush was on Hannity and Combs. Totally missed that. But he was. So here is the first soundbite. I mean, you know, it's radio, so it's not a video. Okay, so here's what Bush said on Hannity and Combs.
I don't like the tone in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, me neither.
I feel like that the politics has gotten ugly, and that tends to discourage people around the country, and that's just too bad. I would hope in my last 2 years I can, and by the way, I never really resorted to name-calling, and I'm not trying to say, well, you know, I'm innocent, everybody else is guilty, that's not what I'm trying to say, but I understand that it's one thing to disagree with a person, but it's a thing to have to resort to kind of shameless name-calling, and I really don't think it's fitting for the president to drag the presidency into that kind of mudslinging. On the other hand, it's important for the president to defend what he believes, and you know, in a way that brings honor to the office. But
no, he has other people do the name calling. He has other people, but now sometimes he does it himself too. So right underneath that video, thinkprogress.org, put up this video of Bush a mere day before.
However they put it, the Democrat approach in Iraq comes down to this. The terrorists win and America loses. The Democrats in Washington follow a simple philosophy. Just say no. When it comes to listening in on the terrorists, what's the Democrats' answer? Just say no. When it comes to detaining terrorists, what's the Democrats' answer? When it comes to questioning terrorists, what's the Democrats' answer? When it comes to trying the terrorists, what's the Democrats' answer?
There you go. But he'd never call anybody names. But just the Democrats are for the terrorists. Oh my God. If people, I'm telling you, if people do not vote these people out, we are so finished. We are so finished. And my headline today, I wanted to get away. Oh, somebody's hanging on. For a long time, I guess. No, not that long. I wanted to get away from, politics. Oh, God, do I want to get away. I'm going to be so happy when I go to bed Tuesday. I'm not on... Alex is doing the whole election coverage. I figured, you know, like, to leave in the hands of the best qualified person to do the election coverage. So Alex is doing it, you know, with Albert. They're the most knowledgeable and the best qualified, and will give you the best information. I totally forgot my train of thought, so I'm going to take this call. Jamie in North Carolina.
Lynn, how you doing, babe? How was your vacation?
Oh, fabulous.
Oh, good. Listen, I had a funny story about Massachusetts. Did you get back before the windstorm up there?
No. Oh, you didn't hear my... I was supposed to come back last Friday. And I saw the weather report because we were supposed to have that rain and wind and everything in New York, too. So I stayed until this Monday because I said, well, I come home to be in the wind and the rain.
That's right. Well, a buddy of mine visited from Massachusetts down in North Carolina here to escape the frigid, you know, weather up there.
And I stayed in Arizona.
Uh-huh.
And I stayed in Arizona.
Oh, that's great. You didn't get to see the Pet Shop Boys?
They were last night.
Oh, they were last night. Oh. Well, that's a really trendy area. I'm not surprised that they would be out there.
They played at the state fair.
No, it doesn't matter.
I don't know. I was saying yesterday how bizarre the Pet Shop Boys at the state fair.
Well, listen, my buddy came down from Massachusetts, and we were looking at the news on Sunday morning, like on Yahoo, you know, and they said that... I guess a motorcyclist had gotten killed from a falling tree in Massachusetts. And you know what he turned to me and said? And it made me think of you, and I couldn't wait to call you this week. He turns to me and he goes, you see, even nature hates massholes.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Huh?
Not really. Kevin in Texas.
Hey, how you doing, Lynn?
Okay, what's up?
Hey, yeah, I just want to comment. I just heard, you know, Bush was saying about, you know, not resorting to name-calling, and yet, you know, Kerry and McCain, you know, these guys are villains after, you know, serving their country in warfare, you know, and I've just never seen it where actually words are seem to be better than actions. I mean, this administration is so terrible at that. I mean,
That's a very good insight. You're exactly right. Words are better than actions.
You know, they talk about if you have a dissenting opinion about the war, then you harm the troops. What if you lie and put the troops at war, keep them steady?
No, that's fine. That's fine as long as you just don't call anybody a name.
Oh, exactly. You know, I mean, hurting the troops.
But it's how they lie about everything. I mean, the example I used the first hour was when they said we're not going to say cut and run anymore, and in fact, we never said it. When they said it all the time.
Absolutely.
And they're like telling us, how do you lie to people when it's something that you could look up in 1 second?
It's amazing to me, Liz.
Well, it'll be that much easier when they figure out in the next 2 years how to take the internet away from us. Because I'm sure that's high on their list for the last 2 years.
Yes, let's go fight for freedoms elsewhere, but suspend our own at home. That's a great policy.
Absolutely. You got it. Thanks, hon.
All right, thank
Bye.
You.
Well, I'll tell you, the story that is the lead on my website, on LynnSamuels.com, and there are two stories. I didn't feel like moving things, so they should be right next to each other, but they're not, because I was lazy. Is that this international report has come out on surveillance and the surveillance society that is being created. Now, the worst country in the world for spying on its own citizens is Britain, is England. And the headline in The Independent is, Big Brother Britain 2006, we are waking up to a surveillance society all around us. And they say they are just like sleepwalking into being surveilled every single thing you do. There are more TV cameras in more places in England than any other country in the entire world. Isn't that something? Every person in England, you have to read this, it's a long article, but it's worth reading to the very end, there are an estimated 4.2 million closed-circuit TV cameras in England, one for every 14 people. One for every 14 people. Where is the thing where it says, How many times a day each person in England is caught on a camera? And nobody, now somebody said to me yesterday, at least in England they're discussing this. Which may be true, but, you know, they're not doing anything about it. They're saying, isn't that terrible? Let's go rent V. People only liked that movie when it came out on video. That Natalie Portman movie. But then this morning on MSNBC, I think it is, it came out that the United States, of course, we're somewhere at the bottom of privacy. We're coming out somewhere on the bottom on the privacy scale in this worldwide report. Oh, you can actually read the whole report at Privacy International. The lowest-ranked countries in terms of privacy are Malaysia, China, and Russia. You have the least privacy. However, Australia, Britain, and the United States are just abysmal and are embracing surveillance at an alarming speed. The identity card, you know, they are going to very shortly be denying jobs to people who won't have chips implanted in them. I'm telling you, this is going to happen. They're going to be putting them in your little baby when it's born, but they're going to start making you get chips. These cards we all walk around with, that isn't going to be enough. The best countries for privacy in the EU are Germany, Belgium, and Austria. See, I want to go to Vienna. And nobody would know. Yes, they would. See, and what is their excuse for spying on everybody? Terrorism, 9/11. Austria doesn't have to worry about terrorism. And Britain does. So we're going to spy on everybody. I'm still reading that book by that John Smallhawks, that traveler, which is, you know, about really this kind of topic, spying on everybody, being off the grid. But he writes about something so fascinating that I had never heard of, which is, should I take these calls or tell you? Jeremy Bentham, who I really don't know much about, who was a British philosopher, had this, invented this thing called panopticon, which is all seeing. Panopticon. And he devised a way to build a prison so that one guard could be watching everybody in the prison all at the same time. And it's a round building, and the cells are you know, built around in the circle. You know, there are walls, long walls between them, and the guard is in the middle. And the guard could, like, turn around and look into any of the cells. But you know what the whole theory of this panopticon is? Not that you're watching everybody all the time. This is very interesting in terms of this endless surveillance society. It's that the people have to know that they can be being watched at any moment. You have to create the technology so that maybe you're not watching me now, but I know that maybe you are watching me, which then divests you of the responsibility of watching me that much, because I will always be behaving as if I'm being watched. Now, that's pretty insidious, isn't it? That's pretty insidious. So it's kind of an interesting theory, but when I looked it up, I just read what it said in the Wikipedia, which I don't like the Wikipedia. I just don't like it. Todd.
Hey, Lynn, how you doing?
Okay, what's up?
No, just listen to that Just Say No speech and the prior one. It's just, I want to cheer when he gets a sentence out. That's how big of an insult this guy is. I mean, you just hope that he can actually speak correctly. How did we ever elect this boob? I just can't believe it.
I don't know. And, you know, somebody wrote a book about when he was governor of Texas. And somebody else posted some speeches he made when he was governor. He was not like this. That's what's really scary. He was able to speak when he was the governor.
Well, and if he's getting progressively dumber, 2007 is going to be just a hideous year for all of us.
Well, I mean, nobody can figure out what happened. You know, alcoholism, maybe his brain is just deteriorating.
That could be.
You know, you could stop drinking and keep deteriorating. But it was astonishing. I wish I could remember, talk about deteriorating brains, where I saw these clips of him speaking as governor. And I mean, he was not a genius, you know, it wasn't like listening to Noam Chomsky, but it was like listening to a viable human being.
I guess, and my question for you is, has any Democratic senator, congressman, anyone come out and said that they hope the terrorists win, that they're for the terrorists? I mean, that's what he's, you know, insinuating with everything he says.
Well, that's, so they all say that.
I mean,
all the Republicans say that we want the terrorists to win and we hate the troops.
Which has never happened. I've never heard one Democrat ever say anything similar to that or even close to that.
No, and he's just, you know what else he does? He's always saying, they're always saying, that the Democrats don't want, you know, the spying on the phone calls and all of that. Mm-hmm. Nobody ever said that. Nobody ever said we don't want, we said we want you to follow the law that requires you to get a warrant.
He's just such a fool. We're going to be lucky to all live through 2007 because he's getting progressively stupider.
Well, look, that's what Andrew Sullivan, you know, pretty right-wing guy, he said he thinks Bush is going totally insane and that this election, it's an intervention more than an election. That's pretty scary.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, Lynn.
Thank you. Bye. I mean, they do that. Oh, they don't want us to listen to the terrorist phone conversation. Nobody ever said that. All anybody ever said is the law says you're supposed to get a warrant. Get the warrant. That's all anybody ever said. But they're all about their two main things that came to me yesterday. Distraction, distortion. That's what the Republicans are, the party of distraction and distortion. That's it.
For real liberal talk radio, this is Sirius Left 146. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. Have you heard Lynn Samuels? Catch her weekdays at 1 p.m. East, 10 a.m. West. Then stick around for straight talk from the heartland with Big Eddie, Ed Schultz at 3 East, noon West. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle! Here's your solution. Go to My PC, the fast, easy, and secure way to access your PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com from any other computer, and your desktop instantly appears, just as if you were sitting in front of it. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access your network. All you need is internet access. GoToMyPC is so easy to set up, you don't have to be a tech whiz to figure it out. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can do from, well, anywhere. Sirius subscribers can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMyPC.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code Sirius. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo Sirius. GoToMyPC, access your PC from anywhere. Try it free today.
Alex Bennett.
President Bush insisted that the democratic approach in Iraq comes down to this: the terrorists win and America loses.
When it comes to questioning terrorists, what's the Democrats' answer? When it comes to trying the terrorists, what's the Democrats' answer? The Democrats ask for your vote. What's your answer?
Okay.
The Alex Bennett Program, 9 a.m. East, 6 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Start your day the liberal way. Bill Press, mornings at 6 East, 3 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
I am just so into this panopticon now. And I am also into, how did people live so long? I think there is something about smarter people living longer. Because most of the people, when you look up a famous person who lived, you know, they didn't all die. What was that? What was the lifespan? This guy was born in 1748. What would the lifespan have been, I guess, in England? In 1748, it was probably 35. Right? I mean, what would the average lifespan have been? There's no medicine, there's nothing. And this Jeremy Bentham guy lives from 1748 until 1832. It's like 84 years old or something. Maybe whatever made them smart made them healthier, because I think that's an amazing lifespan. Back then, you know, we're like, if you got a cold, you were dead in like a minute and a half. Oh, Garrett thinks deaths at birth. But there were no antibiotics, really. I mean, the littlest disease. You may be right about the babies dying when they're born, or in the first year or two. But they didn't have any medicine to speak of in 1748. You know, there was no HMOs or anything. Did they have HMOs? It doesn't matter. Nobody could have afforded them anyway, just like now. Who's holding on? because it is Tabloid Thursday, you know. Pat in Pennsylvania.
Hi, I have a very short thing. Here's what the Democrats...
Well, I'm glad you're not a man, or I wouldn't even want to be talking to you.
Here's what the Democrats should use this quote. Your actions speak so loudly, I can hardly hear your words. And I think that's from Emerson.
Oh, that's good. I like that. I like that. I also can't get over the war profiteers leaving Iraq. That's
beautiful. Really beautiful.
Jesus. Think we're going to hear anyone discussing that on CNN today?
Oh, it's terrible. I live in a very conservative community, and it's really, really hard.
You don't live in Mr. Sherwood. Who's your
representative? Yes, I do.
Sherwood. Oh, my God, Sherwood, who didn't beat up his mistress?
Sherwood represents me, Santorum and Spectre.
Well,
no, how would you like to live here?
Santorum is finished. Santorum's finished.
Thank God Almighty.
I don't know about Sherwood. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know either.
Did you hear that great ad I've been playing?
Where you apologize?
Sherwood's ad. Yeah, where he says, I apologize and I never beat her up.
And if you should choose to forgive me.
I just love him having to say he never beat her up.
I know. It's like...
I think Bush came in, I think Bush campaigned for him, didn't he?
Yes, I think he did.
And for Santorum?
Yeah, that's right, yes. Yeah, because I actually live away from home, away from Scranton, and we were shopping the day that Bush was in Scranton, and there were police cars all over the place, and I forgot that Bush was going to be there, and I thought, huh, did we get attacked or something, you know?
Yeah, you did, by Bush.
Oh, my God, what happened? And the president is here.
Yeah, see, we're used to stuff like that.
Yeah, so we don't...
Well, I think you're rid of Rick Santorum. I don't know about Sherwood.
That's a great relief.
And Arlen Specht, he's such a whack job, you know?
I used to respect him. I'm pretty old. I'm the person that calls you that doesn't drive.
Oh.
And... You know, there was a time when I really respected Arnold, you know, Spector. I thought he was okay, but geez, I don't know how.
Well, he comes and goes. The thing is, he's not consistent.
You know, how can you?
I never liked him from the Warren Commission because he's the one who made up the single bullet theory.
Yeah.
You know, so I didn't like him from back then. So to me, he gets better and worse. You know,
and it's like you have to grit your teeth and vote. I was so disgusted with Casey because he right away said, oh, we didn't want Kerry to come and campaign for him. They should have just said, look, I misspoke. What Kerry said is really true. If you don't have an education, you have no options. You'll end up in the service over in that rat hole over there. Just say it like it is. It's true.
Well, but what I heard, the Democratic National Committee said to Kerry, apologize and just go hide. Just say you're sorry and then go somewhere and shut your mouth. We don't want to see you till after next Tuesday. Thanks, honey. And he just had to do it. He had to do it. Dan in Louisville.
Hi, this is Dan. Hi, Lenny. How you doing?
Okay, what's up? What's up?
I know you're in a hurry. I got something very disturbing in the mail yesterday. It's a letter from my wireless telephone company, and they sent a new chip, like a SIM card, a computer chip.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to take my phone apart and put it in, and it says, we've identified you as somebody who's used your phone internationally. And then I look more closely.
Whoa!
It's not for my phone. It's for my 12-year-old daughter's phone. Now, my sister's working in Japan, and I know my daughter is called.
Oh.
So I'm supposed to take her phone apart myself and put this new little chip in there.
And what now? I'm sure that they're using it to track the calls. However, what do they claim it's for?
It's to enhance my international service.
Oh, of course it's to enhance and to protect your child, right?
I'm looking at the letter right
now. Oh, boy.
Upgrading your SIM will improve your wireless experience.
Well, I'll tell you.
Not only mine, theirs.
Well, I wouldn't worry because what percentage of people would ever get that are going to take
their phone apart?
But who's going to take their goddamn phone apart?
There are instructions on the back.
Oh, I'm sure there are, but nobody's going to do
it. Diagrams. Here's what you do. Are you insane?
I'll tell you something. You know, every new phone you buy, to my knowledge, has a built-in GPS.
Yeah.
Tracking device, which means that if your phone is turned on, that somebody can be tracking you.
That's true.
Luckily, I have a 5-year-old cell phone that's really a piece of crap, but they can't track me.
Mine are a couple of years old. I'm sure that's why they sent it to her, but they didn't send one for my phone.
Do you call internationally?
Of course. I've called my sister in Japan, and I have a friend in Australia.
Wow, now that's interesting. And you have the same company, I take
it. Yeah, it's on the same count.
Oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You better watch
it. They're watching.
Your daughter's probably a terrorist, and you don't even know it.
I don't even know. She's so clever.
Yeah, she's so clever. She's a terrorist, you know, probably dressed up like like a teenage girl. She's
Lynn
probably
says
really...
you're a terrorist.
I am?
Yeah, obviously, they want to track your cell phone calls. You only look like a 12-year-old girl. You're really like a 35-year-old Middle Eastern terrorist.
I feel so darn safe knowing they're on the job.
That's right. Tracking. Well, don't take your phone apart. That's all I can say. Thanks, son. Bye. Somebody knows life expectancy back then. Gloria.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you, you could actually die from just getting strep throat.
I would think you would get like a little cold in 1750 or something, you'd be dead.
It is pretty amazing that he lived that long. You have to do that. And the phone thing that he was talking about, which was terribly funny, is the
Not
triangulation
funny.
Issue. So what they do is if you're calling from a particular point, they try to triangulate your area so they can pinpoint you within blocks.
Yeah.
And that's what...
But why didn't he get one? Why didn't only his daughter get one?
You know, it's on the same account, so I'm wondering if they're thinking, well, maybe the terrorists, they get their phones from their friends and...
How would they know which person is 12 years old and which one isn't?
I liked your idea. The terrorist is now dressing up as 12-year-old teenager.
That's right. Everybody with a teenager, when they slam their door and say, don't come into my room, you think, you know, that they're watching like dirty YouTubes or something. That isn't what it is. They're all talking to Osama. Okay? Thanks, hon.
Bye.
That's it. Every terrorist is now dressed up like a 12 or 13-year-old girl. Just go to the mall. Just every terrorist is at, what's that called? 21, Century, not Century 21, Forever 21. That's where they all shop. They're all at Forever 21.
Dear Mr. President, are you worried that the country thinks you're full of crap? Well, you should be. Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Get a Razor cell phone delivered free to your door. Go to letstalk.com/radio and join over 700,000 customers who found the smartest way to buy their new cell phones. Get a Razor cell phone free. Don't want a Razor? At letstalk.com/radio, you can compare prices on hundreds of phones and service plans from all the major carriers. Find the coolest new phone at the coolest price. Find the best current special offers. And customers actually rate and review their phones and service plans so you know which ones to pick. Do it all in the comfort of your own home. Is your plan ending? Now's your chance to make a better choice. Try your new phone risk-free for 7 days with free 48-hour shipping. letstalk.com/radio is the best way to get the absolute coolest deal possible. Right now, get a Razor with hands-free kit and 48-hour shipping all free. You can't get this pricing in stores. This is an exclusive online offer at letstalk.com/radio. New 2-year service plan agreement required. One-time wireless activation and early termination fees may apply. Go to letstalk.com/radio. That's letstalk.com/radio.
What was the last really great dream you had? Flying over mountaintops or floating through space? Our dreams can take us away. But are you one of the millions of people who toss and turn at night or wake up feeling tired? Your dream is simply a better night's sleep. There is a way to get more of the deep sleep you need with the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort. The Sleep Number bed features dual air chamber technology, so you can adjust the mattress on each side to as firm or as soft as each of you need. Even if you sleep alone, this personalized comfort creates a sleep experience designed just for you. And it's easy to learn more. Call 1-800-656-3700 and ask for a free DVD and brochure. Plus, you can locate one of more than 400 Select Comfort stores nationwide. Stop tossing and turning and make your dream of a better night's sleep come true. Call Select Comfort today. 1-800-656-3700. 1-800-656-3700.
Alex Bennett. Mornings at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Well, I don't know. It is tabloid. Where are my tabloids? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. But there's people holding on. Mark, you'd rather talk about John Kerry?
Hey, Lynn, I hate to keep on beating a dead horse, but I really think that John Kerry was onto something. I'll tell you why. I served in the military myself for a number of years in the early 90s, and the same day that he came out with that flat, we got a letter from a young man. He's in the reserves. He's serving over in Iraq. And this letter that we got from him, you know, bless his soul, this kid, he had every word misspelled. The punctuation was atrocious. And, you know, unfortunately...
Oh, you think Bush wrote the letter for him?
It could have been George W. himself, but you know what? Like I said, I served a number of years there. The caliber of folks, you know, a lot of people like to run around beating their chest. You know, we support troops, this and that. I do, too. But, you know, we got a lot of rocks in there.
Okay, thank you. Look, it's a way to get money to go to college. Who can afford to go to college anymore? Chuck in West Virginia.
Hey,
you know about cell phones, huh?
I'm a wireless engineer for a major wireless company, so yeah. I know. I've been doing it for 10 years. I know one or two things about them. Okay, that thing that they sent him is a SIM chip. It's not the tracking or anything. Every new phone you can be tracked by anyway because of E911, which is government password.
Oh, that's what it is. That's
and
right, the 911.
Also, they're GPS enabled. You don't have to triangulate anymore and all that stuff. That's all BS. You can get within 3 meters of most cell phones. All they're doing is sending a new SIM chip because they've noticed international activity. And when you get international activity, actually, it's very nice that the carrier did this. Because frequencies, all the frequencies that are allotted for certain, you know, for the United States are different in other countries. And what they do is you put that SIM chip in if it goes to another country, and you can use the most.
Okay, so it's not a nefarious, horrid reason.
It's not a nefarious thing. And him taking his phone apart, it's popping the back plate off, pulling the battery out, and there's a place for that chip. That SIM chip is what follows you around. Like, if you go upgrade your phone, they will take your SIM chip out, stick a SIM chip in the new phone, and there you get it. If you and a friend have the same carrier and you want to try out her phone to see if you like it, you can take your SIM, you can swap SIM chips, and you will get billed wherever that SIM chip is. Cause that SIM chip
now, they have to do this. Am I wrong? Don't they have to do this because in Europe they have G3 phones, which are all international, and in this country we don't have G3 phones?
We do have G3 phones. It's just that basically what happens is the rules for wireless change from country to country.
Okay.
We set ours up earlier than the other countries
right.
set theirs up.
But
so theirs our rules are a touch different.
Okay.
Those are sometimes better, sometimes worse. It just depends on what country you're in.
Okay, so he can relax.
The best in the world.
Okay.
Yeah.
He can relax. 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 Brett in Kentucky.
Hey, Lynn, how are you?
Okay, what's up?
Thanks for taking my call. Listen, I was driving down the road. These callers that are defending what John Kerry said that he's on to something, I just had to pull over and puke. I mean, I have a friend over there, valedictorian. Yeah, there's some, you know, I'm sure people's not as smart as everybody else over there, but it's just a good opportunity for them. The military gives somebody that's less fortunate a good opportunity to succeed in life.
I know. You know something? I don't like yelling at the callers, and I don't like insulting the callers. So I just, you know, like, let them say what they need to say. I mean, obviously, people go into the military now to either learn a skill or to get the money to go to college.
Absolutely.
And if you're 18 years old, you could be six kinds of valedictorian. You're still not that smart if you're 18 to begin with.
Not only that, the young married couples are getting $1,300-$1,400 house allowance, getting to live in a nice house. I mean, I think it's a good opportunity, but I just wanted to call in and say that. I had got sick on the side of the road, and I decided to give you a call and tell you about it.
Okay, thank you very much, I guess.
Lynn.
The next time I make you sick, be sure to call and let me know. Okay. Ah, John from Phoenix. Or not. John from Phoenix? I was so looking forward to talking to you. but he's not there. And now I clicked him well, oh, is this doing this again? Steve from Kentucky.
Hey, Lynn.
What's up?
Hey, baby, this is your old hillbilly Mercedes boy.
Oh, hi.
The Appalachian American. You know, we don't like the H word down here. Let me just say this, because I'm going to lose you. I'm in the mountains, and you know, you never know what hill you're going around that you're going to lose you. We don't even know what a damn G-chip is down here. But anyway, I'll tell you what I do know. I do know that John Kerry is more fit to be president than George Bush ever thought about being. He served his country. He was wounded in the war. And when we were young and you came home from Vietnam, you were looked at like white trash.
That's right.
Everybody looked down upon the servicemen because everybody was against the war. And this garbage about peace, sure we have intelligent and educated people in the service. We have to. But people don't join the service to make a living. Our boot soldiers, our infantrymen, have to buy their own boots, their own uniforms, their own medicines, and even their own damn razors.
That's because the Republicans support the troops.
If you know what that's all we need for one of these damn Republicans to get back in again. That's my God. How long? We're going to have another damn depression before we learn our lesson.
I'm with you. Thanks, honey.
Bye, darling. Okay.
Okay. You're my favorite Appalachian American. All right. A break, right? A break, yes. And then I'll tell you, so far I look through one of these tabloids. The Globe is not much. But we'll be back and we'll read you the tabloids.
Real Liberal Talk Radio. This is Sirius Left 146.
This is Charlie Daniels, and I'm mighty proud to be a part of the Road Dog Trucking Channel. The Road Dog is a place where professional drivers can get the latest industry news, interstate weather, and road reports, and we also have great trucking tunes, comedy, and entertainment.
Hey, good Lord, this is Larry the Cable Guy, trucking with the Road Dog.
This is Trace Atkins, and I am a Road Dog.
This is Gretchen Wilson.
This is Kevin Harvick.
This is Casey Kane.
This is Jeff Burton.
And I'm a Road Dog, just like you.
Road Dog Radio. There's nothing else like it. Exclusively on Sirius 147.
I have an invention, but I don't know what to do next.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, grab a pen and get ready to write down a toll-free number. InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information for you.
I really like thinking about inventions, but then what?
Find out how you can obtain free information for recording your invention's date of origination, plus material of interest to new inventors.
I've done enough thinking. Now, I'm going to call.
Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-667-1377. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this inventor's information. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-667-1377. That's 1-800-667-1377.
Ejection, as in
you're out!
And don't let the door hit you on the way out. With a GOP poised to be sent home packing, Sirius Left presents Ejection 2006, live election night coverage featuring Alex Bennett and the rest of the gang from your liberal talk station. Lynn Samuels, Bill Press, Tom Hartman, Stephanie Miller, and more. Plus, lots of suspense, thrills, excitement, and Ejection. 9 p.m. East, 6 West, election night on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Okay. I'm already starting to think about what movie to go see tomorrow. Not Borat. I can't. Not 82 minutes. He's fine for 5-10 minutes on YouTube. All right. The cover of The Enquirer stars food addictions. Oh, Jesus. Stop it already. Carney Wilson. Kelly Clarkson. She was never fat. Queen Latifah. It's ridiculous. Who cares? Who cares? And Grey's Anatomy star beat up his ex-wife, who was about 25 years older than him. So Patrick Dempsey is now, he's a hot-looking young guy. And this picture of his ex-wife, she looks like she's my age, which she probably is. It's pretty gross. She looks very old. Jen and Vince get together to talk. Oh, are they together? Are they apart? Jennifer Aniston and Vince Vaughn. I don't think he's good enough for her. I don't. I feel very protective of her. Now we have... Oh, yeah, I never read any of these stories. This was last week. The twins, one's black and one's white. And I don't know how that happened. Oh, the father, one parent is white and one is black. And it just so happens. And the white one is getting whiter by the minute, apparently, and the black baby is getting blacker by the minute. And the parents, luckily, are not idiots, so they don't care. Okay? They don't care. Older woman Lindsay's man is a teenager. And here is a lovely picture of Pamela Anderson and Denise Richards wearing the new pink Uggs. You know, Uggs just came out with a new length. They just came out with these mini Uggs that I think barely would cover your ankle. I nearly bought a pair. It's a good thing I knew I couldn't get them in my suitcase. I already have three pairs of Uggs, one of which I paid full price for. And I saw the ones with the embroidery on them. And Arizona, why did they even sell Uggs in Arizona? Or at least in Phoenix. With the embroidery. And I'm like, oh my God. And then I'm like, I'd never be able to get these in my suitcase. And I never wear the ones I have. And they were full price. Bobby Brown gets girlfriend pregnant. Oh, Whitney, just stay away from him. Tom Cruise is going berserk on the eve of his wedding. You know, they're supposed to get married on the 18th. Unless she can escape. But I don't think she thinks she needs to escape. Well, of course, how many weeks has it been since we've seen Kirstie Alley eating? That's probably why they did this whole several-page spread. So they could show Kirstie Alley eating. Because apparently once you lose weight, you're never supposed to eat again, according to the Inquirer. So you see Kirstie Alley eating. Isn't she supposed to go wear a bikini on Oprah? Isn't she supposed to do that? So you have Chastity Bono, she's fat. Queen Latifah, she goes up and down, she's up again. She's in that movie. Is she in Stranger Than Fiction? That's the only movie I'm looking forward to. And it's Will Ferrell, and I hate Will Ferrell. But this is like he's a person, but he's really a character in somebody's book. It sounds very much like Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Brittany... Oh, yeah, put a picture of Britney pregnant and say she's fat. Rosie, Barbara, John Travolta. What is the point of this? What is the... And Martha Stewart. Oh, my God. All right. Wouldn't it be wonderful if all the stars just got into some medium weight and never gained and never lost in these magazines would all have to go out of business? How about that? Here's a picture of James Woods with his brother who died of a heart attack. I'll tell you one thing. James Woods, who I saw over here a few months ago, is a very slender man for, you know, his age. He looks great. His brother was... very husky. If anybody remembers what Mike Gallagher, remember the talk show host, he's always on TV now, but remember when Mike was fat? That's just what James Woods' dead brother looks like. He looks like Mike Gallagher's when Mike Gallagher was fat. I'm sure people are just saying, oh yes, I remember Mike Gallagher when he was fat. I knew him. All right. Judge Judy. Angry witness blasts Judge Judy. Woman calls star a cruel phony. TV's Judge Judy is a fraud and a phony. The producers rigged the show, says this woman, and made her feel like a tramp. Yeah, well, isn't that why we watch it? Michael J. Fox and fight for his life. What a surprise. Didn't we know that? We knew that. Oh, my God, Tammy Faye Baker. She's dying. She's dying. All right, there's nothing good in here. Where did I see? Oh, there was the most fabulous picture of my favorite person. Who's my favorite fashion person? Helena Bonham Carter. Why did they make her? She's wearing boots and tights and a skirt and like a couple of sweaters and a scarf. Why don't they leave that woman the hell? I absolutely do not understand. This is like, I'm insane, because I absolutely don't see what's wrong with anything Helena Bonham Carter has ever worn in her entire life. I really don't. It was not in a tabloid. These tabloids suck. Don't buy either one of them. That's my advice. All right, we have to think about what movie we're all going to see tomorrow. Who can sit through 82 minutes of Borat? I don't think I can do it. Thank God for YouTube. What if he decides that he's all copyright protected and they take him off YouTube? Then we'll first have to go see the movie. All right, if we're alive, I'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye. Thank you, Garrett.
Attention, ditto heads. Enter. But enter at your own risk. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue in Riverside, California.
Today I'm announcing that we have a suspect in custody for the Esperanza fire, Raymond Lee Euler, 36 years old, from Beaumont, California.
Riverside County Under Sheriff Neil Lingle made the announcement. Five firefighters were killed trying to control the flames. District Attorney-elect Rod Pacheco says Euler could face five counts of first-degree murder.
The charges we are filing today include the possibility that life in prison without the possibility of parole is one possible sentence, as well as death.
A suspect is in custody in Phoenix following a shooting outside an office building. Two people are in the hospital in critical condition. Police say the suspect was recently fired as a security guard for Pitney Bowes. President Bush told Republicans at a campaign rally in Montana the Democrats think they have won already.
They think this election's over. They don't understand that the people of Montana hadn't voted yet.
Bush will travel to Nevada and Missouri later today. Senate Armed Services Committee Democrat Jack Reed says he's concerned that the president has decided to keep Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld in office.
I think what he's clearly saying is not only he's satisfied with what's going on in Iraq, but he intends to make no real changes.
Three more victims at Ground Zero in New York have been identified. The AP's Sarah Kugler in New York reports families of 9/11 victims want the federal government to get involved in the search for remains.
The new findings have upset some of the families of the victims, and so they're rallying at Ground Zero today. They want federal intervention on the new remains search, and they want to be more informed, and they also want an expanded search.
This news is just as big as when he jumped up and down on Oprah's couch.
I'm so happy I can't restrain myself.
Tom Cruise and producing partner Paula Wagner have been put in charge of United Artists Studio. Cruise will appear in UA Films. The two were dumped back in August by Paramount Studios. About an hour to go before the closing bell on Wall Street, the Dow is down about 33 points. This is AP Radio News. The military says it may have some leads in the kidnapping of a U.S. soldier.
Names of two militia members have surfaced in the past week as possibly being involved in the soldier's kidnapping. Army Major General William Caldwell isn't confirming them as suspects, but he says the military is in talks to win the soldier's release.
There is ongoing dialogue that is being done at different levels at this time, but it'd be inappropriate for me to state it with whom or at what level.
Caldwell says the military has credible intelligence about suspects. He says they also believe the soldier is still in the custody of whoever took him. Melissa Gray, Baghdad.
Denzel Washington's new book is called A Hand to Guide Me. It's a story about childhood mentors.
It's a celebration of the people behind the people, sort of, you know, of those who don't get the recognition that often, of people that the people that influenced the Jimmy Carters or the Bill Clintons or the George Steinbrenners of the world.
The book benefits the Boys and Girls Clubs of America. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 45, non-tobacco user, could obtain $1 million of coverage for as little as $75 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. A man age 50, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $115 per month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for 20 years. We have great rates for smokers too. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-901-1831. 800-901-1831. 800-901-1831.
Is mom okay? How often does that question run through your mind? If your mom is living alone and not as agile as she used to be, or if she fell, would she be okay? That question may nag you a dozen times every day. Lifeline Medical Alert Service is the answer to that nagging question. Lifeline is there for her and you 24 hours a day, every day. A push of a button and help is on the way. That's why Lifeline is the trusted medical alert service caring for over 500,000 people like your mom every day. Lifeline lets mom live in the home she loves and still have help available 24 hours a day, every day. With just the push of a button. For your free information package, call 800-242-1605, because your mom or dad deserves Lifeline and you deserve the peace of mind. Call 800-242-1605 today. That's 800-242-1605. Call Lifeline now.
Entrepreneurs love God V-Mail's virtual phone system.
Hi, this is Adele Testani, co-founder of Hurry Date Events and Online Dating. Here in our headquarters in Manhattan, we field both customer and business calls, so it's important that the first impression people get when calling us is a professional one. Gut Email allows us to have a high-end phone system for a fraction of the price.
One employee or 10. Give your small business a big company sound with Gut Email. Features include a virtual toll-free or local number, customized main greeting, multiple extensions for employees or departments, dial-by-name directory, and much more. Forward your calls to your cell phone, home office, anywhere. Voicemails and faxes can be emailed to you as MP3 and PDF attachments. There's no hardware to buy, and Got Vmail starts at only $9.95 a month. So sign up today and start sounding big at gotvmail.com/serious. That's gotvmail.com/serious. Got Vmail, the virtual phone system for today's small business.
From the heart of America, the nation's number one progressive voice, where truth and common sense rule. This is the Ed Schultz Show, where America comes to talk. And now, Ed Schultz.
Guess what?
Oh, no. Not another one. Another one bites the dust. And maybe something else. Good to have you with us, folks, here where America comes to talk. The Ed Schultz Show, 1-877-934-6833. We've got 5 days, three shows. We are down to 9 hours of showtime before America changes for the better. Good to have you with us. Lots of conference calls going on around the country. All right, before we get to any of the dummy rummy and everything else, first of all, knock off the carry emails, all right? I'm not going down that road today. I did it for 2 days. I believe that the story is over. I believe that when someone apologizes, it's end of story. Except if you're a shooter. But just quickly here, the fact that Cheney goes on the stump last night, desperately trying to turn the tide in Montana, and pokes at John Kerry after he apologizes is proof positive to all of you wonderful Americans out there. You can't apologize to conservatives. They're so bitter and so angry that they are behind in the polls. They can't figure it out. They're stuck in the mud with their ideology. They think they're correct on everything. from stem cell research to the war to taxes to No Child Left Behind, they're stuck. And so the apology, they have such a disdain for John Kerry. I mean, he could have been on bended knee on live network television, and it wouldn't have mattered to these people. They're still going to go out and make fun of him. They're still going to go out and not accept the apology. I thought Harold Ford Harold Ford had a great comment today. He takes a little shot at Shooter here. When you start talking about apologies, at least accept them when people do it.
I take a person at their word. When Vice President Cheney mistakenly shot his friend while they were out hunting, he said he was sorry, didn't mean to do it. I believed him. If John Kerry says that it was an awful attempt at a joke, I mean, I take him at his word.
So there's Harold Ford in Tennessee giving Shooter the benefit of the doubt when it all happened, when he did his gig with a shotgun in the field, took his word for him that it was an accident. And that he wasn't drunker than a freaking skunk outside enjoying the outdoors. Oh, he just took his word for it. Now, this is Cheney on the stump last night going after John Kerry, and here today they just are relentless. They won't give up.
He was their nominee, their presidential nominee in 2004, titular head of the Democratic Party. Aren't we lucky he lost that election?
Yeah, and then there you go. There's a few sheep there following Cheney in Montana. The bottom line here is, without question, then of course he went on and said more.